Yes, I'm super excited. I'm kind of glad that we didn't have to travel, so it's been good to like really wind down and just focus on practice, and it's been great.
Couple close calls the last 2 years, obviously heartbreakers. What's it going to take? What did it not go right, maybe? I mean, you think back to that. Do you think through, like, oh, my God, if only? And what do you think this time maybe you guys could do, need to do to finish it off?
I think last year was actually a great year. I mean, we did what we could. We left it all out on the floor. And there's things that we say we can control our controllables, and we did exactly that. And this year, I think it's just the same, just going out there, being us, and focusing on our training.
So last year, I mean, obviously you guys had Trini, and then she gets hurt. I mean, she was a superstar. This team is star-studded again. What do you see about this team that gives you confidence going into the NCAAs this time?
I think it's the grit. We all have such strong energies, and as long as we keep normal, I think we're just going to be just fine.
Tough loss last 2 weeks ago in the SEC championships. How are you guys like focusing? What are you focusing on going forward to try and get ready for the NCAAs?
We talked about last week in our meetings and stuff, just being 1% better and being super intentional. The 2 weeks are gone. There's nothing we can do about it, but just really focusing every day, coming in, doing what we need inside and outside of the gym is like the most important.
What was the adjustment not having Trinity? She was such a fixture, such a dependable, dependable high point mm-hmm. person.
I think it's allowed us to really work with our and change around like our lineups, just figuring out who's ready and really putting in the work every day to see, because we never know when our name's going to be called. That's what we talk about all the time, just making sure that we're 100% confident in ourselves, and when our name is called, we're ready to go.
How did the team evolve this year? Because it clearly did. It seemed like you guys really gained a lot of momentum in February.
Mm-hmm. I think especially considering we've had such a new team with a really big class of freshmen, it's getting to like know each other better and learning like what we need energy wise and how we best feel supported, and I think that really evolved over the 10 weeks that we had.
Mm-hmm. So Anya, her maturation, what did you see there, and how critical has that been to the effort?
It's been so fun to watch Anya compete. I mean, just every week she just seems to have like this aura that glows even brighter, and I'm so happy for her, and you can tell that she puts in the work in the gym, and it just shows.
What do you think the view of the team was coming in without Trinity, Kayla's decision to take a gap year? The expectations were maybe a little lower, and how do you feel you've done and met or exceeded those?
I'm super proud of this team. I know a lot of people were like, oh, this is their rebuilding year, but it doesn't have to be rebuilding year, and the girls have shown that they've come in, put in the work, and it's really paying off, and I just am glad to see. And I'm excited to see where we can go from here.
Victoria, what's going to sort of be the key to a bounce back from what happened in New Orleans?
I think this week we've been us, and I think that's all we can do. There's nothing more, nothing less, just being super intentional, which I have seen over the past week, and going from there.
Is it, and I hate to harp on the past, I know it was already like a week and a half ago, but what do you think sort of, I don't want to say went wrong, but was the biggest area the team can really improve upon with regionals and then potentially beyond?
I think being confident in ourselves and in our training, because every day in the gym you can see that we want it, and I think the past week maybe it was just new for a lot of people, so I do think like the energy wasn't where we needed it to be, so in the gym we've been super intentional with that.
Do you think it maybe served as a little bit of a, because you guys have been riding high, I mean, haven't lost since January, do you think it served maybe a little bit as a wake-up call to the team, like, hey, we still play in a really tough conference, college gymnastics in general is really tough.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think maybe, again, it did serve as that wake-up call?
Maybe a little. I think the SEC is obviously the toughest conference, and every single day we just have to come in and give it our all, because just because we're working hard doesn't mean the other teams aren't as well. So I think just really understanding that there's no, like, really downtime, just, like, being on our best every day.
How exciting is it to have regionals be here?
I'm super excited. I'm just glad that we haven't had to travel, and I think it's really helped the team, just giving us a break, because we've had, you know, 10 weeks of back-to-back competition and SECs, so this has really been great for us, being in our home territory, and I think it'll be great.
Does the SECs, I mean, that's definitely incredible preparation for the NCAAs, isn't it? It's like the teams you finished behind were ranked, what, 2, 3, 6, and 7 or something? I mean, you were already going against, like, the best teams in the country other than maybe 1 or 2.
Mm-hmm. I think that just goes to show that, like, every day there's going to be competition, and it's how we rise to it and how we see it and how we view everything. We are one of the best, and we just have to believe in that.
You guys have proven it, haven't you?
Yes.
Is the score, so are you guys going to have to have your best meet to get where you need to get? Is it going to take your best meet? I mean, score-wise, if you look at it, fourth best score of the season? Will it take your best score? Is it going to take you guys' best effort to win this thing?
I think if you look at those scores, those were our normal days. Everyone looked great, calm, in our blue zone, and I really think it's just having those 2 days, and it's going to be fine.
Victoria, when you came to Florida from transferring from Georgia, you didn't think of yourself as an all-arounder.
No.
Do you categorize yourself as an all-arounder now?
I would definitely say I've grown into that role. It's taken some time, but I think that just shows, like, the hard work that I've put in, and I'm super proud of myself. But
is it easier to go out now to compete all around?
It definitely is. I think the first few meets when I competed all around, I was really nervous. But having these couple of meets where I have competed all around and just in the gym training every day, it's really helped my confidence levels, and I think it's showing. So.
When you have someone like Leanne, is kind of an anchor and so phenomenal, what kind of confidence does that give everyone else?
I think she's a really great role model. I mean, every day she comes in and she puts in her best effort, and I think it drives everyone else to, like, kind of follow that lead, like, reach that potential. Like, she's Leanne, but she just shows that she works that much harder, and I think it's great.
I know Mary just asked, you know, if you ever expected to be an all-around, did you ever expect to win, you know, have the or tie for the team's leading score in vault and bars at SECs? That's all you ever expected?
No, actually. I think coming into Florida, I was only really planning to do, like, 2, maybe 3 events. So I wasn't really training vault when I first got here. But I think one day in fall, like, I was playing around and I was vaulting. And they were like, oh, you can vault. And I was like, I used to vault, but, like, it's not really my thing. But I think just seeing where I came and, like, to where I am now, I just owe it all to the coaches and the people behind me.
Thank you.
Thank you. Go Gators.